fire. I've set all the captives free, but I'm hanging by a wire. All those suckers know my name, but I just gotta fight the fight. They love to play those dirty games, but from the dark will come a light. Look out, I'm coming, look out.
Welcome back to Do More Cool Shit. I am your host, Sean McDonnell, and this is another episode of 15 Minute Friday. And on this episode, I want to talk a little bit about overnight success, what that is, why I think that it is a terrible thing that we talk about it, why I think it is a terrible thing that we put that in our heads and that we put this in media. I think that's where I want to go with this. But of course, before I get into anything about this episode, I always want to look back and I want to look forward to the episodes that are coming up. So this is episode 17. Look back at episode 16 was with Kyla and Sean from Buildable, which is an amazing company helping people stay in their homes longer and to adjust to homes through accessibility construction that they're doing. And it's such a unique, innovative, amazing, creative, that's for you, Kyla, premise of a business. I was so excited to learn about what these guys were doing. I've known Kyla and Sean now for a few years, and it's just what they're doing and how they're doing it is so inspirational. And I think the idea that they can just do something that doesn't exist anywhere else is just so incredibly fascinating. And I think if you go back and listen to that episode, the amount of learning that they did, the amount of risks and opportunities that they saw and took and jumped at is kind of inspiring. And I hope it's something that would give people the courage to do something similar. So please go back, take a listen to that. And then, of course, on Monday, we've got an episode coming out with Claire, otherwise known as the Plastic Architect, which you're going to find her on Twitch. You're going to find her on YouTube and all the other social media platforms. Claire, I've known for a couple of months now, and I just love her story of going from a very corporate, businessy world to doing a lot of self-reflection, maybe some peer-directed reflection as well. But she took a leap to leave something that was very safe and comfortable to do something that's incredibly unknown and new and different. And I respected that move. And after having this conversation with Claire, I was even that much more impressed with her ability to again, like I said, self-reflect, to know what she wants out of life at this time in her life, and to cut through some of the bullshit to just do the thing she wants to do. And anyway, I was so impressed by that, and I really wanted to have a chat with her because I think there are many people that are in that same situation as Claire was, and maybe where Claire is now and where people want to be. I think there are so many similarities, and I think as you listen to that conversation, I hope you see yourself in that conversation and say, ah, yes, me, I need to do that, or I want to do something like that. So that's coming out on Monday. That's going to be episode 18. But let's get into episode 17. So episode 17, talking about overnight success. And I want to start this episode off with a small story about, it's from a time when I was coaching rugby at the university level. And I was sitting at lunch with our physical trainer. And our physical trainer was talking about, was just telling different stories, and we were talking about different things. And he was talking about his industry, and he said that, you know, it was like almost coming to summertime, and this was like his busiest time when people were coming up to him and were like, hey, I need to lose 20, 30, 40 pounds, whatever it is. I need to lose a crap ton of weight in a very short amount of time. And I thought it was so wise, one of the things that he said to me, and it's always stuck with me, it was like, how long did it take for you to get to where you are now, weight-wise, or whatever? Like, in this context, we're talking about weight, but how long did it take? Did it take 25 years to get to this point now where you've put on a couple extra pounds, and you don't want them anymore? So give me a realistic idea or measure of how long you think it's going to take to get rid of that. if it took you 25 years or 30 years or however old you are, if it took you that long to get to this point, what makes you think that in 2 weeks you can go somewhere completely different? And I just thought that was such an interesting idea. And I have thought about that ever since we had that conversation. And that was like almost a decade ago now. And I just love that idea of like, you know, if you've done something for so long, how do you get to like change or shift or move? And I think it's relevant to this overnight success business, because I think we're living in this world where it's like everything is an overnight success. You know, we see that, we see flashy headlines all the time, but it's just not true. You know, you see the flashy headline, but it's not true. No, nobody is an overnight success. Not, you might have your 15 seconds of fame, but nobody has ever like successfully come from out of like nowhere. Like I don't believe that. I don't see it. It's just not a real thing. So stop it. Stop thinking about it. Stop thinking that you can get rich quick or that you can jump on this YouTube train or the Twitch train or whatever. There is an element to like putting in this bit of work, and there is no magic, right? And that's, again, this whole podcast is around that, where there's no magic. There's no overnight success that just happened, you know? And while I was looking up, of course, I'm always looking up different things and reading different things. And sitting in front of me right now is a computer screen filled with like 30 different tabs that have this topic on it. And there were so many different quotes and so many different ideas. And I loved a few of them while I was kind of going through. And Kevin Hart had this conversation with Oprah, and it was a very short, very small section in that conversation that he made a very good point about staying true to your dreams, staying true. And like, we all see Kevin Hart now performing in front of tens of thousands of fans in a stadium. It's a rare thing that a comedian can do that. But what a crazy world it is that we forgot that Kevin Hart slogged it out in the basement of some shitty club somewhere where eight fans showed up, and not even fans, eight people, eight drunks were sitting there. Didn't give a shit who Kevin Hart was. You know, he did that. He did all of that. He didn't skip right from, hey, I think I'm funny, to like stadium with 50,000 people. It's just not a thing. It doesn't happen. You know, right next to that clip is another clip from, is another clip from Mike Tyson. And there's another clip from Michael Jordan, another clip with Wayne Gretzky. And there's another clip right beside all of those with Peter McKinnon, who is a YouTube star. That's how he makes his living. He's a videographer. He's a photographer. He's an all-around creative, and he kind of had this idea of, in quotes, overnight success, where he kind of blew up. But he didn't just show up onto the scene one day and then all of a sudden was like, boom, like millions of subscribers. He tells this story, and he's sitting down, and if you have the chance, I think any creative would get a really great kick and a really great understanding of this whole idea. That he has this conversation with Sarah Dietschy, who often says on our channel, Sarah Dietschy rhymes with Peachy. And I talked about Sarah Dietschy in my episode where I was talking about thanking the haters. And Sarah has this podcast called That Creative Life. And she's interviewing Peter in this. And in this like 10-minute clip on YouTube, but a much longer podcast, and if you get the chance, I think you should listen to it. But in this little clip, they're talking about Peter's job and how he got fired from an insurance company and how he worked and slogged all the way through that and then found his way close to what he wanted to do, being adjacent to what he wanted to do. He surrounded himself with folks, and he kind of just kept putting these little steps closer and closer until now to where he is. But we only see now. We don't see all those things. And I think it's really important that we keep hearing those stories that people didn't start with everything they have now. You know, even when I've had some amazing young people work with me, and they're like, Sean, I want to do what you're doing right now. And I'm like, that's amazing. I love for anybody to do what I'm doing right now. It's taken me 17 years, you know. Nobody talks about the three, or nobody remembers the three, you know, the first 3 days, the first 3 years, the first 3 months of the time when I was living in a basement in the South End, and I was scared shitless of every time. I was like, oh man, I'm not going to make rent. I'm not going to be able to do it. I can only afford, rice and the one condiment that I could put on it. What a spice, what a variety of life I had back then. You know, it was just such a crazy thing. You only see what's in front of you, and you can tell and swerve that story any way you want. One of the other stories that comes up is on this tab is from Gary Vaynerchuk, who I've had on the podcast before, or I've not had him. I've played some of his clips on the podcast before. Gary is someone who talks a lot about the hustle and the hard work and all that stuff. And I don't always agree with everything he says, but in this particular case, he's telling a story of his early days. And I just want to play this clip because I think it's really crucial to what I'm talking about right now.
Every day that I live my life, I get 5 to 27 emails from people that are telling me that they are quitting, or they should quit, or are really coming to me as a last resort to convince them not to quit, I think, a lot of times, or maybe give them confirmation that they should quit. Hey Gary, this is Sally. I've been doing my blog now for 9 months and I'm not getting the results that I like to see, or that I was promised, or that you innuendo. Should I give up? Is my content not good enough? Is my voice not good enough? And I think about it every time I see these emails, every time people ask me at conferences, I think about it. I think about how sad I am that I wasn't documenting my life or putting out content or doing the Ask Gary Vee show.
So he starts talking about how he was sad that he's not telling his journey. And I think this is so important. I think what Gary's saying here is exactly something that I've experienced a lot. Of people coming and saying like, hey, like this hasn't quite worked. I've done like 8 streams and I'm just not getting the traction, or I put out 10 videos and I'm like, fuck that noise. If you truly care about this thing you want to do, and Gary gets into this a little bit more, later in this video. I think it's so important. He gets into it and he talks about like, if this is something you really want to do with your life, like why would you only give it 3 months, 8 months, 10 videos? Why would you only give it that space? Why don't you dedicate enough space to make sure that it's something that you can and want to do? Why don't you completely put yourself into that? You know, and I think what he says here is so important and so true to any creative. And I think we get this idea in our head that if it doesn't happen immediately, that it's not going to happen. And I just, that's false. It's just false. If you watch any of these stories, if you listen to any actor talk about the times that they were coming up and how they made it in Hollywood, if you listen to any musician, if you listen to any artist, you listen to anybody that's made it anywhere, I think the thing that I keep hearing over and over, and the thing that I keep reading and seeing, is that like, man, they had to slog it out, you know? And we learned that in Malcolm Gladwell's book, and he talks about the 10,000 hours of becoming an expert. You know, we need to put in 10,000 hours to become an expert on any subject, and I think that's true. And I think there's a quote a long time ago that I saw hanging up in a coach's office, and it said, "What are you doing when no one is looking?" And I think that is so important. And I think if it's filling your cup and you're excited and you're motivated by it, and you need to be thinking about why you're doing that thing. Is it something that's really fueling you? Because if it is, keep doing it, and keep finding the people that are going to help you do it. Keep finding the people that are going to push you to try harder, that are going to challenge you when you're doing a shitty job at it. They're going to push you harder. If there's anybody in your life that's saying, oh, you've already done like 10 videos, not working, you might as well quit and get a job. Like, get rid of those people. There is a time and a place, I think, definitely, to not put yourself in a hole. But I think there's such, especially in the creative world today, there is such an opportunity to just keep plugging away at it and to just use the tools you have to surround yourself with people. I always find it so interesting. I love hearing about actors who, when they talk about it, and they're like, oh yeah, we went to this school or went to this audition together, And I find, isn't that so crazy? Like that all these people already know each other. And like, you see it happen with elite athletes all the time. You see it happen with different people in different areas of their life, that they've just found themselves in that same circle somehow. Not somehow. They found themselves in those same circles because they put themselves there. You know, and I think that's so important. So this whole idea of overnight success, I really want you to get rid of that out of your mind. Like get rid of that as a thing, because I think that is something that blocks people. It's like we just have this unrealistic image of how long something should take us, or how long I should put my time and effort into it. And I think it really does us a disservice to hear about the overnight successes that are not an overnight success. And if you do any amount of reading and writing about this topic, or watching about this topic, you're going to see there are almost no overnight successes. It's not really a thing. It doesn't exist. So I'm already overnight successing my amount of time on this. I'm already 16 minutes in, over 16 minutes. I can't thank you guys enough for listening, as always. I so appreciate you guys are on this journey with the Do More Cool Shit movement that I'm trying to create here. I hope that you're out there being creative. I hope that if you are thinking about any amount of success or a plan, that again, you'll go to domorecoolshit.com. You'll drop me a link. You'll drop me a note. You'll tell me what you're working on, because I want to hear about it. This has been a 15-minute Friday. I'm so excited that you're here with me. That's it. This is the end of the episode. Thank you so much. I hope that you guys have an amazing weekend. I hope that you get out there and do some more cool shit this weekend. And we'll see you on Monday.
Fire. I'm setting all the captives free, but I'm hanging by a wire. All those suckers know my name, but I just gotta fight the fight. They love to play those dirty games, from the dark will come a light. Look out, I'm coming, look out, I'm a dangerous man.